Do you struggle with creating content for your blogs, newsletters, or social media? Today's guest sheds light on how to elevate your message for the highest engagement with your audience. Stick around. Your best writing life begins right now. Welcome to Your Best Writing Life, an extension of the Blue Ridge Mountains Christian Writers Conference held in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. I'm your host, Linda Goldfarb, and each week I bring you tips and strategies from writing and publishing industry experts to help you excel in your craft. I am so very glad that you are listening in. During this episode, you'll learn how to elevate your message with the DEERS content framework. We're not talking hunting outdoors. We're talking a way to make every piece of your content make a difference in the life of your audience. I'm excited to have this shared with you. My industry expert is Monica Miller. Monica is your content guide, where she helps you to be seen, heard, and felt with every word to build an audience ready to learn and buy, get that, ready to learn and buy from you through your mentorship or through your writing. She's an author, international speaker, and writer, and she lives in Indiana with her husband and her boys. So please welcome with me, Monica. So good to have you here on Your Best Writing Life.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, we're going to have a good time. I'm going to tell you
I'm excited.
Good time. All right, let's go ahead and jump right into our content for today. You say that we can elevate our message with the DEERS, D-E-A-R-S, content framework. Well, let's start with, why do entrepreneurs, authors, even speakers struggle with creating content? Help us out there.
Yeah. So a lot of the people I helped, and I know you have come across this too, Linda, they get stuck in their heads. Like, we have all these expertise, all these credentials, years of experience, right, in our heads. And sometimes we feel like we don't know how to translate it out into words. We don't know how to bring it down to a level that our audience can truly understand us. And sometimes when we go out there to post or share, you know, we're vague or we're not so connected because we know what we're talking about, but our audience has no clue because they haven't learned our jargon or maybe learned some of the terminology that we use. And I think another thing is a lot of fear. We are scared of rejection. We are scared of being misunderstood. We're scared of, you know, well, what if this doesn't come across the way I desire? And so we just stop. We don't move. And if you're feeling like this and you're like, oh, that's me, I want to say you're not alone, because I run into so many people who want to share. They have a passion to share, but either they have shared in the past and it hasn't worked for them, or they just get stuck in fear, or they don't even know where to begin, so they don't start. Like, the whole process just seems overwhelming, so they just do whatever they're most comfortable with, which is whatever they love to do. Besides what's writing content, right?
Absolutely. And I can identify, actually. Coming into who I am today as a speaker, a writer, a coach, it can be challenging to really identify who we are. And I think that's one of the key things. I really have to focus. Who am I? Who do I want to reach? And how do I communicate in their language? Because it's what you said. I know what I'm meaning. I know what I'm thinking. And I share this with my clients and as I'm speaking as well, because I focus on personalities. I go, most of the time when we get up to talk or when we write, we're speaking to ourselves. And there's a whole lot of other people out there who need the message. So we need to learn how to speak beyond our comfort zone. So what are we missing between the message that we have right now and one that might elevate us?
Some of the things that I have been noticing in the industry and some of the ways that I'm even adjusting my own message is really focusing more on our audience. Like, what is it that they want? What is it that they need? And here's the thing. A lot of people, and think about yourselves, a lot of us don't want to be sold to, right? But how can we, in our content, in our message, how can we create an elevating message to help them be like, oh man, I want whatever offer she has. So whenever we do offer it, they're in. So right. How do you do that? It, for me, whenever I say elevate, it means really shedding light on what it is your audience is not only struggling with, because a lot of times we know what they're struggling with, but begin to tap into their desires. I heard it today that a lot of women, and Linda, you could speak to this if you feel this is correct, want the growth. They want that expansion. They want that calling, you know, that God has given us, right? To be more, do more. So begin tapping into where do they want to go? Where do they want to grow? Where do they want to be 6 months from now? Mm. And how have you helped your clients, or have helped people, you know, elevate themselves to the positions or to the levels that your audience craves and wants and desires? And it can be something as simple as having more confidence, or being brave, or, you know, celebrating something, maybe a small achievement that they have been working on for years and years. It doesn't have to be big, but it has to be elevated. So we want to begin to call in the people that we desire to work with, who are ready to work with us, by answering their expansion, their growth, and really talking to not their struggles per se, but more their desires. So that means pulling in some of your stories, pulling in client stories, pulling in lessons that you're learning. So you're getting, yes, in some ways you are getting more personal with your audience, because that elevates your message. And when you can show, hey, you know, client A was having, or, you know, maybe you could just be like, you could just say client A was having, you know, she came to me doing this. And after we got done working together, after we saw this, like, she stepped into, you know, whatever the end product is. So that way people can start seeing, man, like, this is how I want to be. And she just seems like she has a process, or he has a process that can help me get there. How can we utilize that in our message? I know that was a lot. I just realized, I'm like, oh, that was a lot. But these are just some ways we can begin putting seeds into our message. And then, of course, repetition, repurposing, and continue to make that content is watering these seeds, so that when people are ready, they'll be ready to move forward with us.
I like the transition that you had to their desires. Mm-hmm. That, yeah, they may have challenges. They may be stuck in a certain place, but instead of focusing on the stuckness, let's speak to them in their desires and showing how others have achieved the desire that this individual, this particular audience, my one person, mm-hmm. seeing where she is, and, oh, if she can do it, then I could do it, and Linda can help me do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like that. I think it simplifies it. Yet the word elevate, it really is taking it to the next level, getting a closer relationship, and getting a better understanding of the needs and desires of our audiences, and then meeting mm-hmm. them right where they live. And you had already mm-hmm. talked about repetition and being out there, make sure that they know that you're safe. And that is, I don't know the exact numbers, you may, but I think someone has to see what it is that you're offering anywhere from 7 to 10 times for them to go, oh, maybe I'll look at it. I don't know. Is there a number?
I think it's a little bit more than that now. I think I heard like a bigger number, but it was, I love that you mentioned this because it reminded me of something. One lady I follow, she posted something about something she was selling. And I'm like, what is she talking about? And then I looked and she's been promoting this one thing for like 2 weeks. And I just was now seeing it. If she would have given up after week one, I would never have seen it. So this is a power of, you know, sharing and sharing. Even if you're feeling like all I'm doing is sharing the same thing. Well, yeah, you are, because people only see probably not maybe half, if not less than half of your content at any given time. So no, that's why we have to continue to post and create content that really meets where they're at. And you can repurpose. I've done
and
it.
Repurposing is a good thing. Repurposing is a good thing. And to speak to exactly what you're saying, I write inspirational posts. So every day on Facebook and goes into Insta and it'll come up and I'll have people the first day, people that hit it, they comment on it. And then I have people a week later commenting on the one that I did. And I'm going, what, did they not see it? And no, they didn't. So you have to be there, be present, be in their face, let them know you're there, not be in their face as in get in their face,
yep,
but be present where they start to recognize your face. And
yes,
that, I think that, yeah, I tie into that. That's what I've learned that I have to do. I have to elevate in order to engage more. And then they realize, oh, this is who Linda is. This is what Linda offers. And I even get challenged. I put out my speaking schedule and I have some of my speaking gigs on the speaking schedule and I posted it. And I was very apprehensive about posting it, Monica, because I was like, ooh, I don't know. How are people going to feel about that? Ooh, that's kind of, but I have some openings and it would be really cool if I could maybe come alongside someone who needs a speaker or needs this. So I'm just going to bite the bullet and put it out there. And I received such wonderful feedback from it, mm-hmm, where I thought I might come across pushy. And I've had people that contacted me and booked me for other gigs. And so I was like, okay, I can't hide the light under the bushel, right? I can't put a barrel over it and say, oh, Jesus, send me somebody. So,
no, and I saw that post and that was very well done. So very well done, Linda.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, now let's get down to brass tacks here. We're going to look at and have you dissect for us the DEARS content framework and how we are to best utilize it. So I'm going to hand this to you and everyone. This is an acronym. You're going to be looking at the DEARS acronym. And Monica, I'm going to hand it to you and have you walk through this with us.
Perfect. So to start out, D stands for what I call direct. And think of direct post or direct piece of content is what I said, direct. It is quick, simple, to the point. Maybe it's a punchy thing, like a punchy saying that you came up with, like, don't subscribe to be fearful about sharing your message, crazy storytelling, whatever, you know, is coming up. Or, you know, something punchy. Or it could be a simple invitation. Who will like this? You know, or if you've been struggling in this, you'll like this. Or if you desire this, then this, you know, my offer is a perfect solution for you. So a direct post is basically a selling post, or at least a quick punch to get people like, oh, well, I wonder what this is. So this gets people who are maybe a little scared to showcase their, show up and offer their products and services. This is a good way to start practicing. It's short, sweet, to the point. You know, I see some people would do like a color background on Facebook, and then they'll put some more details in the comments. You can do that too. So it's just to get the eyes on your content. It's just like, oh, you know, interest. This works really well with a freebie. Like if you have a free giveaway, it works really well with that. Or even a workshop, masterclasses, any of that, those type of posts Like those direct posts are really good for those type of offers. E is for educational or education. And E stand, you know, it's just where you get to shine what you probably love to do. A lot of us are teachers, mentors, coaches, and we love to teach. We love to share. So this is your opportunity to educate. And educate doesn't have to be like tip one, do this. Tip two, do this. You know, it doesn't have to be that way. A lot of my posts, if you go and follow me, you'll see a lot of my posts, a lot of story posts, but there's some education intertwined in there. So education doesn't have to be step one or do this first and do that. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. So just know that your education posts could be very creative in educating your audience. So educating them, and think about maybe a client. Or maybe you just got off a sales call and they had some objections, or maybe they had some desires that your clients always tell you that they won't. What if you talked about, you know, had a little educational post about how they can take the first step to get into their desires, whatever that is. And then you can, of course, tie it back to your offer. A is for authority. Linda displayed this very well with her letting people know, hey, this is where I'm speaking. If you have any, you know, places that you want, you know, you would love for me to come and speak, let me know. I've got some openings. That was her building authority. She was saying, I'm a speaker. I'm booked, because she had credibility. She's booked and I'm looking for more spaces. And that built authority. Now, authority doesn't have to look like that, but what you're doing right then is you're showcasing your audience that you are the authority in your field. Linda did that by promoting. She's a speaker. She speaks on these topics and she's looking for more speaking engagements. But for you, it could be maybe a podcast. Yes. Whenever I showcase this podcast, I would be building authority. It can be client testimonials. It can even be you talking about you publishing a book or maybe coming out with a new podcast. So anything that's going to build authority to, and let people know you are the expert in your field. So anything authority. And of course, I'm a storyteller at heart. So you can weave stories to showcase your authority too. I get kind of creative with my authority posts, so definitely know that. R is for what I call resource. And think of it as you're trying to get a post on what your audience needs right now, or maybe what they're thinking, because the thought process of our audience don't really change at the core, but maybe the language around it is changing. So how can you stay on top of it? So you can ask pretty broad questions. Like, for example, one time I post, like, what are you currently struggling with in social media? So I get all kinds of, all kinds of comments, like what I'm struggling with in social media or in creating content for social media. So just ask a question. You know, maybe it doesn't have to be struggle. Maybe it's like, you know, 6 months from now, where do you want to be? Or 6 months from now, where do you see yourself? You know, in XYZ, whatever your industry is. So you can ask the desire questions or maybe the struggle questions and get creative with these questions, because that gives you insights on what they want, what they're currently, you know, trying to overcome. And that gives you more content, more educational posts, more authority building posts, you know, more direct posts. And also we'll get into the last one, S. And S is stories. Whenever you ask that resource post, it gives you ideas for more stories. So of course, stories, which is the final letter in the acronym, is where you get to showcase your story. Mm-hmm. And you can showcase aspects of your story. That goes back to maybe some of the things your audience is dealing with, you know, or maybe your clients is figuring out, how do I get to XYZ or whatever. Or maybe it's these stories that God is telling you to share because somebody needs to hear it. And those stories can be really scary, because sometimes you want to hide, we want to hide. But I'm finding the more authentic and vulnerable I get on show, you know, even on social media, the more authority I build. So don't be afraid to be vulnerable. But you can share stories. You can be your stories. Your stories can be lessons. Your story could be anything from your values, you know, where you came from, maybe a story of your parents popped up, or maybe it's something that happened today and you learned a lesson from it. And you're like, oh yeah, my audience needs to hear that. So you can utilize any type of story. It could be a client story as well. It could be someone else's story, you know, maybe a famous person, and you want to recap their story. And then of course, tie it back into your offer. Or it could just be, you know what, I'm just going to share because that's what I am feeling right now. I feel that God really wants me to share this aspect of my story, in my life, my business, and motherhood, fatherhood, whatever. So that is the DEARS content framework. And the beautiful thing that you can do with this acronym is that you can decide that you can use every letter for any of the days of the week. So D could be Monday. So you write a direct post on Monday. Tuesday would be educational posts. Wednesday, authority. Thursday is a resource. And Friday would be a story. And then that way it will give you content every single day of the week. And you have a framework around what you want to post every single day in a different way. You know, you can even say like, I don't want to do DEARS every day. Maybe it's S and then E, you know, like S on Monday, E on, Tuesday, A on Wednesday, you know, whatever the case may be. You don't have to do it in exactly DEARS, but it gives you just a simple framework to start taking what's in your head and putting it onto quote unquote paper so you can put it out there into the world on a consistent basis.
Oh, this is great. My mind just started whirling with, oh, I could do that and that and that. And even with the story, I'm going to touch on the story because I tend to be a, how do I say this in a humble way? I'm perceived as a very strong individual and commanding, and the stories that I share are very transparent, where I will share, look, this is what I've dealt with, or this is what I'm going through, or this is what I have gone through. But I also share where my husband and I, the current stage of our life, we are empty nesters with full lives. And so we're very active and we go hiking, and there's so many things that we enjoy doing together. I'll share some of that. And just to say, hey, this is human me. This is who I am. This is everyday me. And I get very good engagement in that. Now, does that move me forward to a sale? I think that over time, it's building that trust, right? It's mm-hmm. building a mm-hmm. safe place where people not only see these are Linda's credentials, because, you know, if you just go and post your bio every day, that's just like, that's what? But if you are posting as you're sharing something that's direct to them, hey, this is coming up. We'd love to have you click here for more information, mm-hmm. education. Oh my goodness sakes. Yes. I do inspirational education. Mm-hmm. And so I do that with teaching some of the Bible. I have my T-shirt Tuesdays on social media. T-shirt Tuesdays, a faith book live. What is Father doing with that? I go live on Facebook every Tuesday morning. I have a T-shirt that has a saying on it, and I stand up and I say, this is a saying, and this is what we're going to learn from scripture about this saying today. And so it is that creative, little creative bent that's in there, because I agree with you that that becomes something that's inviting. It's different, mm-hmm. but it falls along with the spiritual education for me mm-hmm. and that relational drive that I have as well. Authority, yes. People need to know what you have in order to know that they need it. And so mm-hmm. we can't hide that. And the research, I like that. When you put out polls, and I see this so often, people will put out polls and they go, what fits you best? Is it this, 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 and this? And I do like sometimes when they'll put the choices, Some people get stuck on coming up with their own idea. But if you give them a choice or multiple choice, then they're like, I choose B. Okay.
Yeah.
And that does. It gives you an idea of what your audience is looking for, where their needs are. And sometimes it could be a frivolous polling, but it engages in the relationship. And I think that that's beautiful.
I love that you said that, you know, you talk about your personal life. Like, yes, talk about your personal life, because people want to see how, you know, how you move through life. Like, you know how many people that I have followed for years, and I see the transformation from like 3 years ago to now, and I've been following their journey, and I get to support them and cheer them on, and it's a lot of fun. So make sure that you are showing yourself that, like Linda, you know, she shows about, you know, her husband and what they're doing, and like, because we don't want to work with people who are boring. We want to work with people who are fun. Linda's showing she's having fun. And like, if you're like, man, I want to work with somebody who's fun, then Linda's the person to work with if you want fun. And, you know, that spiritual guidance. And I wanted to say, any of these posts, especially education, authority, and stories, can be turned into newsletters, a blog, a Facebook Live, a podcast episode. I mean, you can utilize any of these. You know, that can even be a speech. You can utilize any of the acronym and use it for any marketing that you have going on right now in your business.
Amen. Amen. You can. Nothing holding us back. And I like that you did give us permission to take deers out of order.
Yes. Because yes. I don't do an order, so neither should you.
Right. So, I mean, I'm sitting there trying to see what can I spell? It could be reads, R-E-A-D-S. I mean, I'll go at this for days, right? So we can read if we want. We're writers. Reads, this writer reads this way. So we can make this work.
You can do whatever you want, because God created us all different. So do it different. You do it your way. Do it the way God wants you to do it, right?
Amen. Amen. I love it. I love it. Well, this has been great. You've given us wonderful content for today. And I would like for everyone, please take a look in the show notes. There are so many links in the show notes for you to be able to find out what's going on in Monica's life. And Monica would love an opportunity to meet with you. If you have questions on any of this, Monica, share with our audience what it is that you offer your clients. What can they come to you for?
Yeah. So if you are one of those people, like, you have so much to share, but you're like, how do I get it from my head onto quote unquote people, right? Then let's get on a call. And from there, we can see how we can partner together. I offer mentorship packages where I teach you how to come up with content for yourself. A lot of my clients want to write themselves. They just don't know how to do it and do it effectively. So I help them take whatever's in their brains and get it out into paper easily, effectively. I give them what I see and what I hear from them. So that way they can go out and go out and showcase their expertise or brilliance. I also help them with their packages if they need help with restructuring some packages and marketing. So I do some of that mentorship. Now, if you're like, I don't want to do it. You know, I am at the point where I want to hand it off. I want to be present. I want to be the authority. I want to still show up, but I don't want to do the writing. Well, I offer done for you writing services as well, where I will really understand your voice, hear your voice, hear your story, and create content for your audience coming from your voice in a very unique way. So we can talk about how I can support you in either one of the realms and go from there.
Oh, so good. And you have a great giveaway for us today. Share the giveaway that you have.
Yeah. So it is called the Entrepreneur Woman's Content, there's a social media templates. I believe that's right. It's a very long title. So it is meant for anyone. You don't have to be a woman. So men, if you want to download it, feel free. It's universal. So it's templates. It's social media templates that you can grab. There's over 20 of them. Some of them are templates. Some of them are prompts. But at least you get something to begin posting now, to get your audience engaging now, to, you know, start sharing some of your story now. So that way you can, you know, if you're stuck in your head, this is going to get you out of your head and into action starting today.
I love it. Get out of your head and into action. Yeah. If we have a great thought, it remains singular and in our mind. Mm-hmm. It's when we start taking steps that we can see fruition from Father's call on our lives and mm-hmm. moving beyond the book. I think that that's a key thing as well for writers, moving beyond the article, moving beyond and seeing how we can draw more people into what it is that we're providing that Father has called us to do. And so we have to let people know, this is who we are. This is what we do. This is how we can come alongside those that are in need of our services. And services, y'all, can even be, if you are a prayer warrior, wouldn't it be amazing if more people knew to come alongside you because you would come alongside them in prayer? And this is a noisy world. And to rise above the noise, we have to be present in a way that we stand out. We have to have a unique something. So being consistent and showcasing yourself, showcasing the message will grab the attention of more people. And mm-hmm. it's not a negative thing. This is a positive thing. If we're on mission for God and we have so many to reach, let's do our due diligence and see how we can accomplish that. So Monica, it has been so good having you here with us and a plethora of information. And again, y'all, if you don't contact her and get that free call with her to find out how she can come alongside you, well, I'm just saying you're silly. So don't be silly. Get out there and get it done and see what she sees in you, because she's very good at this. She can see what you don't see. She can hear what you don't hear. And she is gifted to be able to bring to life, to uncover what you may not even know is in your wheelhouse. So it would be a good investment of time. Good investment.
I agree. Thank you, Linda. Well said. Thank you.
Well, Monica Miller, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. And thank you, friends, for joining us. Please take a moment, if you would, to share this podcast with another writer or two and give us a star rating, post an episode review, and hit the subscribe button. You don't want to miss an episode. It's like going to a conference, a writer's conference, speaker's conference every single week. We are here for you. I greatly appreciate what you have to say as much as I appreciate what you have to write or what you're choosing to write for the kingdom. This is Linda Goldfarb, and I look forward to being here with you next time on Your Best Writing Life.